Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. The other day I was in a grocery store that I'd been in probably 100 times at least, and I looked up and noticed the ceiling that I had never noticed before. It's a very interesting structure. And I thought, how did I miss that? Well, the reason is, anytime I go into that store, I'm thinking about what I've got to get, trying to remember, because I didn't make a list, trying to get out of there as quickly as possible. And I'm very focused in on that, getting that done, getting out of there. Well, what does that have to do with our lives? Our lives demand our attention. So many things that we have to attend to, things, details, work, and that has to be done, but often we fail to look up. Now, obviously, I'm talking about looking up and thinking of our Father, but within that concept, eternity. How often do we even think of eternity? It seems like something that we can't grasp, but we really never think about it. And you know what? Anything within the context of eternity takes on different meaning. Trivial things are pointed out just as being that, trivial. And then the important things come to the forefront. And I want to talk a little bit today about eternity. A scripture that I like very much, Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Speaking of our Creator. Also, He has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. Let's look at that in the Amplified. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He also has planted eternity in men's hearts and minds, a divinely implanted sense of a purpose working through the ages, which nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy. Yet so that men cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. In other words, we have this deposit of eternity within us. We still can't grasp the concept fully, let alone the God that dwells in eternity. But that sense still connects and ties us through all from the beginning of the creation until Jesus comes back and His order is restored. The eternity is there in our hearts, but often it's a voice to which we do not listen. Isaiah 57:15. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Let's look back at what it says, the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity. God is the God of eternity. He lives in eternity. Psalm 119:96. I have seen, this is in the Amplified, I have seen that everything human has its limits and end, no matter how extensive, noble, and excellent. But your commandment is exceedingly broad and extends without limits into eternity. You know, as important as we may think that we are, or as important as other people may assume that they are, no matter how much power they have, no matter how much money they have, opportunity, they're finite. They're going to pass away. That person is going to live on into eternity, but all the things with which they associate themselves, all the things by which they have come to know themselves and define themselves, are going to pass away, except those things that have to do with our eternity in Christ Jesus, except those things that have to do with our relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, those things will last on into eternity. It's like the scripture that says, don't lay up treasure here where moth and rust can corrupt, but lay up treasure in heaven. That's those eternal stores, those eternal treasures, those eternal memorials. But how often do we think about that? John 10:28, and this is the Amplified, Jesus speaking, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never lose it or perish throughout the ages. To all eternity they shall never by any means be destroyed, and no one is able to snatch them out of my hand. Jesus is saying, I give them eternal life. My relationship with them extends into eternity. How many things upon which you are depending today can boast that same assurance? Will your money take you into eternity? Your good looks, power, whatever? That is, assuming you have good looks, power, money, whatever. Or let's say you have none of those things, but the things of which you desire. Will those things take you into eternity? No, of course not. Now, do we neglect one because of the other? No, there are things that we have to do in this life. There are responsibilities. But when we do those things and neglect our life in eternity, neglect those things that are going to follow us and even carry us into eternity, then that's the ultimate tragedy. Acts 15:16, again reading in the Amplified. After this I will come back and will rebuild the house of David, which has fallen. I will rebuild its very ruins, and I will set it up again, so that the rest of men may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name has been invoked, says the Lord, who has been making these things known from the beginning of the world. And in another translation, verse 18 of Acts 15 says, known to God from eternity are all his works. Known to God from eternity are all his works. God, all that God does, all that God is in him from the beginning to the end. Now, he has no beginning and no end, so it is in eternity. These things that are just now being revealed dwell with him in eternity, were known by him in eternity before our time, before time was. 1 Timothy 1:17. I like this. This is also the Amplified. Now to the King of eternity, incorruptible and immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen. Think about that. The King of eternity, incorruptible, immortal. This is your God, your Savior, your King, and yet we spend so little time thinking about our eternal purpose, our eternal life in God. Philippians 1:21, the Amplified. For me to live is Christ, his life in me, and to die is gain, the gain of the glory of eternity. So when he says to die is gain, the meaning there is the gain of glory in eternity, life with our eternal Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's look at Revelation 1:17 in the Amplified. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as if dead. But he laid his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the ever-living one. I am living in the eternity of the eternities. I died, but see, I am alive forevermore. And I possess the keys of death and Hades, the realm of the dead. Now, this is Jesus Christ. He lives in the eternity of eternities. There is nothing beyond him. All things are contained in him. This is who dwells in you. Don't you think he can help you with your mundane day-to-day problems? But beyond that, don't you think that you should spend some time each day thinking about him, thinking about eternity, thinking about your eternal purpose? As I said, it will help you prioritize. It's not even an effort at that point. It just all lines up and you begin to see clearly. Don't walk through life without ever looking up. You're missing so much. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you live in the eternity of eternities, that you are the King of eternity, immortal, incorruptible. Lord, I thank you that you have come into our lives, into our hearts, and you have placed eternity within us. Help us to be mindful of eternity. Help us to be mindful of our eternal purpose. Help us, Lord, to see beyond the loud voices of our circumstances, of our troubles, our woes, our hurts, our experiences, and see our life in you, not only now, but forever and ever. Lord, I thank you that you have rebuked the devourer for our sake, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray, and everybody said, amen. Well, as you walk through your day today, why don't you take out that moment to look up into eternity? You'll see something you've never seen before. I'm praying for you.